FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music. Big Daddy Weave. I know, Chris Tomlin. Holy is the Lord. Good morning to you at 7:04. Fred and Mindy with you. Happy Thursday.
Lisa Landis loves to play your requests and your dedications and that song that you really want to hear. It happens Fridays at 5 o'clock. Listen for your cue to call. You can email Lisa at WJTL.com, or you can even go to our Facebook page each Friday and put your request up there. It's the Friday Request and Dedication Hour right at 5 o'clock on WJTL.
This morning, our special guest joining us on the line from Veritas Academy is the head of school, Ty Fisher. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Wonderful. Anybody you want to say hello to this morning?
Well, I would say this. I'd like to say hello to my wife and my four daughters and all of the Veritas community, but I know that for my wife and four daughters, they're asleep right now, so they're not hearing it.
Well, they could go back and listen later.
They'll be forced to. Don't worry.
That's great. So Veritas Academy has been around a while. Probably many of our listeners familiar, but tell us about Veritas for those who don't know, if you will, Ty.
Well, and I'll just start out by talking as a Christian father and as a Christian and a parent. There are two things that I really want for my children, my four daughters. That is, I want them to love Jesus Christ, and I want them to be prepared for the future. So at Veritas, we have this form of education called classical Christian education. And we practice it mainly because we think it's the best way to help people love Jesus and to be prepared for life. If your kids are anything like mine, they're different. So I have four daughters. My first one wants to translate ancient texts and be a teacher at a classical Christian school. She's in college now. Second daughter's nothing like her. She wants to be a chemical engineer. Third daughter wants to be Annie Hoover, Veritas alum and WJTL personality. So she wants to be on TV or radio. And then my fourth daughter just wants to be the best volleyball player ever. So they're all different. So we can't train them for a particular job. So what classical education does is it gives them those underlying skills. It helps them to know things, to know facts. It teaches them to think critically and clearly, so we spend a lot of time learning logic and how to make a good argument. And then as they get older, we really focus on communicating effectively in written word and in speech. So then we help them to discover what they love, and then we send them out to be involved in those kinds of things as they get ready for their career.
And Ty, if folks want more information about Veritas, they could visit you online.
Yeah. So VeritasAcademy.com is a great place to start. And, you know, that's, as I was saying, you know, it's about loving Jesus and being prepared for life. So I wanted to tell you a little story, if I could, about one of our students, a young man named Matthew Saylor. He was a very quiet kid when he was at Veritas, found that he loved physics. And in his undergrad work, he started writing papers on interstellar travel. He's been published in the British Journal of Interplanetary Studies. Because right now, if you got in a spaceship and tried to head to Mars, which everybody wants to do, you'd be sick by the time you got there because of the radiation. Well, Matthew, what he's done is he's developed a model of a ship that actually has its own gravitational field. And it makes that bad radiation, it forces it away from the ship so people can travel in interstellar travel. So, you know, finding at the bottom what these kids love and then giving them those skills so that they're ready and willing to get out there and pursue what God's really prepared them to do. That's what Veritas Academy is all about.
Very cool. We're talking with Ty Fisher, head of school at Veritas Academy. You can visit online, veritasacademy.com. Coming up, we're going to talk more with Ty. We're going to find out about an online open house and find out what Veritas is doing to meet the needs of their students during the COVID lockdown. And around the corner, we have more music, too. I'm going to play a song for the Veritas alum, Matthew Saylor, that I think he and Ty might appreciate on the way.